Transatlantic was inspired by an image I found on Radio Kerry's Terrace Talk website a number of years ago. Terrace Talk is a fantastic archive of old images of Kerry's sporting and cultural life. The image in question, which inspired Transatlantic Range, was of the Kerry 1931 football team en route to New York from Cove in County Cork aboard the St. Louis passing ocean liner. The St. Louis was a luxury ocean liner used to ferry passengers transatlantic from Germany via Cork onto New York. The image featured the Kerry football team, who had won three in a row All-Irelands at that time, training on the deck fully togged out as fellow passengers gathered all around and stood on seats and benches and crammed around the team training to watch them go through their exercises and paces on board. The jersey that they wore, the team wore, albeit in a black and white photo, was an all green, deep dark green, long sleeved, V-necked jersey with Kerry written on the front. The Transatlantic Range features a version of this jersey and carries a piece of storytelling text on the rear hem to synopsize the relationship between Ireland, Kerry, GAA, and New York, the USA. We also have a black version of that jersey, and we also have a print version of that jersey, which carries what I call print storytelling. It carries a print of the St. Louis passenger ship that ferried all those GAA teams, not just Kerry teams. Tipperary were the first team to travel transatlantic on board the St. Louis in 1926. Kerry did it many times in the 1920s and 30s. The ship itself was later used to ferry Jewish immigrants out of Germany to the USA, where they were denied entry to Havana, Cuba, Florida, and America, and had to return back to Germany eventually in a three-week transatlantic voyage that became known as the Voyage of the Damned. Many of the Jewish passengers were returned to Germany. About 200 of them were returned to Germany and were unfortunately, sadly, killed by Hitler's Nazis. That's the story of Transatlantic. The image can be referenced on the Terrace Talk website, founded and created by the late Uisce Fogarty of Radio Kerry.